Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been exactly 1 week since my last confession. You should know, you were here. It's not like there's another priest for me to confess to. In fact, you're the only man at all at this school. And, it's been kind of a busy week for me, I'm afraid. I've had so many lustful thoughts, Father. Even after saying all those rosaries. I know my parents sent me here after catching me letting my brother touch me, and that this is supposed to make me a less lustful girl. Even if I never did actually let a boy go all the way with me, my brother. Well, he was the one who started the touching, but the doctor said I was hypersexual, which I found out is a new word for being a nympho. So my parents sent me off here, because they're old-fashioned and religious, and I know you told me not to think of my brother anymore, or of any other boys, so I've been trying, and it's been working. But then I started thinking about girls. There's a lot of girls here, Father. Maybe you've noticed. And they dress us all in these schoolgirl uniforms. Doesn't anyone realize how sexy these outfits are? I mean, I guess I didn't until last week. And now all I can do is think about the other girls and their hot blouses and skirts and those stockings. Oh! Sorry, Father, where was I? No, yes, I was thinking about other girls. I couldn't stop thinking about them all of a sudden. Impure thoughts. Really. Really impure thoughts. And I couldn't stop looking either. Wait, Father. Before you tell me what my penance is, let me finish. There was one girl who noticed I was looking at her, so she started looking back. No, I can't tell you her name. She'll have to tell you herself, if God compels her to. But she had impure thoughts, too. And then yesterday, I was in the shower, being very good not to touch myself, just like you told me not to, when she came in. Even though the place was empty, she came in and stood in the shower right beside me and turned it on. And then she tried to turn me on. She has big, soft breasts, and she kept just soaping them up and rubbing them together, and I could see those big nipples of hers got so hard. What? Oh, no, Father, I'm not touching myself. I wouldn't do that in the confessional. Besides, I'm too busy confessing to do anything naughty. Now, can I continue? So she kept washing her breasts. I was running out of things to on my own body to wash, but I didn't want to leave just yet. Which is good, because after a while, she needed someone to wash her back. And I was the only one there, so I started washing it for her. Ah, she has the smoothest skin, just like silk. I just kind of closed my eyes and kept washing her back. I didn't even notice when she turned, and suddenly I was washing her front. And I saw why she spent so much time soaping up her breasts. So fun to touch them. And when she started washing my breasts, I could see how fun it was to have mine touched. Oh God. Oh, sorry, Father. It's just a little prayer to give me strength to purge myself of these desires. I didn't mean anything by it. I just so upset by the depths of sin I reached this week. No, I'm not done yet, so please stop trying to assign me penance until I'm done confessing. How am I to save my soul if I don't get these sins off my chest? That very same chest the other girl was paying such loving attention to. Except it didn't stop there. She just kind of slipped one soapy hand between my legs and touched my, prayer alcove. It was the first time a girl had touched me there. other than me, of course. And it felt even better than when I do it. I don't know where that sound came from, Father. This church is so old, it must be haunted. But I'm not afraid. I've got a priest right here to protect me and to let me finish my confession. Because this other schoolgirl, she kept rubbing me, and suddenly I was rubbing her too, and we both started to moan, but then she quieted both of our moans with her mouth and her tongue. It was surprisingly effective. You can't moan very loudly with a schoolgirl's tongue in your mouth. You should try that sometime, Father. No, it's okay, Father. There's no need to end it early. You really are supposed to hear my entire confession. And I'm the last girl to have my confession heard today. I made sure of that. I'm almost done. Just another minute or two. Please, Father? I'm so close to finishing my confession. Then she had me put a finger in her, and she wasn't as good girl as I am, Father, because it went right in. And the next one, too. She was tight, but I think she's had both boys and girls inside her before. She was going to put her fingers in me, too, but then she noticed I was a virgin and said I should wait and have it done properly with a cock. And she did things outside of me that made me forget about her not going inside with her fingers. And then she used her tongue. Are you sure you don't want to hear more, Father? Well, let me lead the prayer, please. Dear God. Oh, dear God. Thank you for everything you have done for me. Forgiving me for being such a naughty, lusty little schoolgirl. Thank you for letting my parents come home early that day so that my brother didn't actually get a chance to deflower me, because my virginity is a precious, precious gift. Thank you for Catholic schoolgirls. I mean, Catholic schools like this one. And Catholic schoolgirl uniforms, which are so sexy to see and to wear. Oh, God. Thank you for all of these things, and for ensuring that the only man nearby is a priest. A good man, a holy man, a handsome man, mature, but still in great shape. A man who would never take advantage of a poor little schoolgirl, no matter how horny she gets. Father? No, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I was overtaken by the Holy Spirit. Maybe you should come over here and make sure I'm all right. Like I said, I'm the last girl here. No? Okay, have it your way. So, what is my penance? 10 rosaries, 10 Marys, 10 Our Fathers, and 10 spankings. Sorry, Father, I was just joking about you giving the spankings, although maybe that would help me to be less sinful. Okay, so 12 of each then? Okay. Same time next week? I think this is going to be a bad week for me.